Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. We are continuing to track the market reaction to the Fed decision yesterday. More importantly, those comments coming from Fed Chair Jay Powell hinting at potentially 3 interest rate hikes next year. Let's bring in Michelle Connell, Portia Capital Management owner. Michelle, good to talk to you today. Just give me a sense of how you're viewing the market reaction and more importantly, your portfolio on the back of what we heard from Jay Powell yesterday.
I think the markets, both the equity market and the bond market, are relieved. And that's what we saw yesterday and we're continuing to see today. I think the Fed and Powell won back some credibility by showing that they're taking inflation seriously, at least in the short term. That is my concern. Is this going to be enough?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you think it might, though. When you say that their inflation expectations, 2.7% by the end of 2022, isn't right. And, you know, obviously a lot hinges on the idea that some of these supply issues are going to abate by mid-year next year, which is what we heard from Jay Powell before. I mean, if that's not right, I mean, how do you see kind of, I guess, the market reacting if they continue to see? I suspect that would mean we would see even more rate hikes than the 3 they're projecting next year.
Well, maybe they're aware that it's going to take longer, but they needed to telegraph this to weigh into the fact that we are going to be having rate hikes faster than we thought. But when you look at the fact they're targeting 2.7 inflation by the end of next year, and as you mentioned, the supply chain issues, and then you add, increasing wages on top of that, which isn't even fully reflected in inflation, I think it's going to be a hard ship to turn around in terms of inflation to that 2.7 by the end of the year. And if that's the case, I don't know that the market will be happy, if we continue to see inflation, it doesn't dissipate. And it continues to be a problem, not only for consumers, but for companies in terms of wages, employees, and ultimately their profit margins.
What do you think is a more realistic number we're likely to see on inflation if you don't think it's going to be at 2.7?
Well, you heard today, Christine Lagarde, I think what they're targeting the EU by the end of the year is around 3%. I think they're being a little bit more realistic. I think it actually could be a little bit higher than that. And in the past year, the S&P, half of the movement has been through, profit margin expansion. We're not going to have that next year. So I think it's going to be a rougher ride for equities to, return what they have in the past. I think we're going to have to be a lot more conservative with our expectations next year.
I kind of feel like we're having that moment in real time here after we saw the big rally post this post the Fed announcement yesterday, and now a bit of maybe some of those gains, especially in tech, being given back. I mean, if you're looking at that, in the chop that we've just seen in the last 24 hours, I guess. I mean, what does that point to maybe where investors should be leaning in on if they're trying to reallocate for next year?
I would be looking at more cyclical stocks, the industrials that will continue to do well, energy to a degree. I don't think the oil is going to pull back the way some people have predicted. And also financials, obviously, as interest rate rise, their profit margins will increase and they should do well also. I'd stay away from the smaller players that have negative cash flow to zero, maybe zero to negative cash flow, because I think it's going to be harder for a lot of companies, and that includes some of the tech companies that have been having this cash burn, and now they're going to have to go back to the banks and they're going to have to renegotiate and get higher rates on, their ability to operate, their functions.